great personality, Brahma.
The great personality, Brahma, with great attention and concentration of the mind, studied the Vedas 3 times.
And after scrutinizing and examining them, he ascertained that attraction for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the highest perfection of devotion. I just want to set our caveat before we start. Time caveat, man. Okay, 1 minute. Thank you. Otherwise, get going. Oops, what happened? Never get started yet, but anyway. So, we are talking about what is the goal of all Vedas. We know from Gita summarizing so many things. Veda is cha sahara aham ilavedya, that Krishna should be known. But not only known, rati, someone should develop attraction for Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is an important point. Dharma swanasatam pum sam vishtachena kata suya not payet yadi ratim shama eva hi kevalam. That means that we are doing dharma in this world. We may not think we're doing dharma, but one meaning of dharma is your nature. So who is acting past his nature? In Gita, Krishna telling in 18th chapter, maybe 40 or 39 verse, telling in this universe, no one from demigods to daityas to anyone can get past the 3 modes of material nature. 3 modes of material nature are making our nature, and we're acting out our nature. That is dharma. That is one kind of dharma. It is not dharma as prescribed, but it's default dharma, if you say. Dharma and swabhava, same. We're acting out our swabhava. We cannot avoid it. What other swabhava we act out? Somebody else's. There's not swabhava anymore. Some kind of bhava we're acting it out. Yes. So that is like dharma. Oh, it's probably not right. So, or somebody may be acting out dharma following shastra, particularly in terms of bhana and asrama. So that is well known. In a previous verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, that is from 1st canto, 2nd chapter, in that section, like 15, 12, this, in that last section, another verse will say, sam siddhim hari toshanam. The purpose is Krishna should be pleased. We're going to be doing dharma, so many things come up, but what is the result of the dharma that we do? It shouldn't be employed for sense gratification. That is not the purpose of dharma. Even moksha is not the purpose of dharma. Lord Hari should be pleased. If Lord Hari is pleased, then what cannot be gained? That's the Lord Maharaj saying. Oh, they are those who are very interested in dharma, artha, kama, moksha. But we who are devotees, we're not interested in that. We don't mind. And even if we were, it does not matter, because Krishna is the deliverer of all these things. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Whatever someone can be wanting, Krishna can deliver that thing. So when Krishna is pleased, what is lacking? Anything lacking? If Krishna is pleased. Anything lacking in you? Do you sometimes feel lacking? Oh, will I earn it, or what will I do, You can follow the logic. Oh, if I say yes, then I'm stuck. If I say no, then I'm, what to say? Sometimes a person feels lacking, That is natural in the material world, because it's a place of incompleteness. Spiritual world is a place of completeness. So incompleteness can be, what we say, the gap can be taken away when Krishna will become pleased, isn't it? Is there another way? No, Are you sure? But what about if we get a very good degree from a prestigious Singapore university? Then we can get a nice job, then we can get so many things, then all completeness will be taken away, incompleteness will be taken away. Are you sure? Are you sure? So many people are following that conclusion. Can they be wrong? Can they be wrong? No, they can't be wrong. Or yes, they can be wrong. Yes, they can be wrong. Thank you. Can Srimad Bhagavatam be wrong? Srimad Bhagavatam cannot be wrong. Pramanam amalam. Devanga Mahaprabhu saying, Pramanam amalam. There is no wrong. There is nothing faulty. Nothing deficient in Srimad Bhagavatam. It is perfect. Spotless. oh, will I dare to speak what I understood in Bali just now? I was talking to one devotee. Supposedly I was in Maya. So anyway, supposedly it was, I shouldn't be talking, everyone said, oh, this is against the rules, why you do? Yeah? Not telling, but thinking. And in the midst of that Maya talking, I was realizing, talking about what is Mahaprabhu speaking to Ramananda Roy, and what Ramananda Roy will present, and what Mahaprabhu will do with those presentations. Oh, it's all bhaktya. It is external things. Yeah? And actually, what he was presenting wasn't some speculation ideas. It was all from Shastra. All from Shastra, what he presented. Even from Gita. And they'll say, oh, it's external things. And when he presented one, the first thing he presented, which was acceptable to Mahaprabhu, it came from Bhagavatam. Because Bhagavatam has no wrong. Has no wrong, nothing less. Yeah? Nepuji, I tell him, in Bhagavatam there's nothing wrong, nothing short. Bhakti Devi was revised by the Father Brahma in Bhagavat Mahatmya. Bhakti Devi got life in Vrindavan, but her sons cannot get life, Jnana and Vairagya. And so now that when he's telling all Vedas, everything, Mahabharata, everything, but still cannot get life, only when Bhagavatam will be told. Then there was confusion. Oh, but Bhagavatam is simply the, what do you say there? Condensation of all the Vedas, those kind of things. So when all Vedas are told, then Bhagavatam included, where, why is it not working? Understand the question? Please understand. So the point was, we're telling that Bhagavatam, that the message came, maybe from Kokumaras, or you have not told Bhagavatam, therefore they are not getting life, this Jnana and Vairagya, sons of Bhakti Devi. So then, question will come, oh, but Narada said, I told all Vedas, Ramayana, Mahabharata, everything told. So, Bhagavatam is only the compilation, condensation of those things, more or less, like that. So why not? Why, that means Bhagavatam already included. Then, Kumara is telling, oh, answer is coming. Not like that. Just like ghee. Ghee is present in milk. Cannot be avoided. Eh? Cannot be denied. Eh? Where are you getting ghee from? Eh? Not anywhere else. Eh? Not from stones. Eh? Not from water. Not from factory. From milk. Eh? But drinking milk, can you taste ghee? But it's there. Isn't it? Where else is it coming from? They're not adding anything in also. Nothing added to milk to get ghee. But one process is there. Eh? Same way from, what do you call, sugarcane juice. Eh? Squeezing the sugarcane net by machine, squeezing it. Eh? Sugarcane juice, mishri. Eh? Mishri, gula batu, is there. Eh? But drinking sugarcane juice, can you taste mishri? Cannot taste. But where it is, it's there also. There. Nothing else. There, nothing added. Same. But process should be there. So when the process is there, then you can taste ghee. Then you can taste mishri. Otherwise, you cannot taste mishri. Yeah? Mishri is the last stage. Another stage? There's another stage? Another stage? Mishri is last, no? Ghee is earlier. Ghee is more. Never mind. Like mishri is last. The last stage is like mishri and those kind of things. Yeah? So when Sivan Bhagavatam is there, it is condensed out, come out, no? Ripened juicy fruits, no? Sweetest fruits, no? Topmost fruits. Then nothing to be externally Sivan Bhagavatam. So those who need external things, they shouldn't expect to find too much pleasure in Sivan Bhagavatam. But those who are interested in something different than the external things, they can find pleasure. Yeah? Paramahamsa Samhita. Yeah? For those who have nothing to do with this material world, including Vanashram Dham. Because Vanashram Dham is based on your material. Our material is called Bhava, isn't it? But it's made for pleasing Krishna. So when Krishna is pleased directly, Sava Dhaman Parityaja. Parityaja. Not little tyaja, pari. Completely. Mam ekam sadanam raja. Taking full shelter of Krishna. Then this is the highest point of Veda. This is what Srimad Bhagavatam is telling about. Yeah? Because actually Brahmati, sorry, not Brahmati, but anyway, who's telling here, I don't know. But anyway, verse is telling that not only surrender is the goal, here telling Rati, yeah? In fifth canto, we will find also that Rishabhdev is speaking, this is not Krishna, and he's tell what is necessary things.
In 5 Canto, high chapter number
6, sir.
Cannot read upside down.
Anyway, I think it's 6, sir.
Evam manaha karma vasam prayukte avidya yatmani upadiyamane priti nayavan mai vasudevi namuchate deha yogena tavat. Yavan means yavat. Yavat and tavat. So long as somebody didn't get priti for Vasudev, what about? No, get priti for Vasudev, he cannot leave from this material world. Not possible to leave from this material world. Yeah. So then, Veda, if they're talking about moksha, but what kind of moksha are we going to get without Krishna? Mukti is anyata rupena swarupena vivastiti. Mukti means what? Ordinary definition, mukti means achanta dukkha nibitai. Achantika, achanta dukkha nibitai. All kinds of misery, achanta, uncountable miseries, nibitai, they are negated. That is standard definition of mukti. That's the same definition of mukti. It's given by even Shastra, maybe Nyaya Shastra, whatever Nyaya Shastra means. And this definition was given by Gadadhar Pandit to Nimai Pandit before he's becoming Bhakta, before he's becoming Devotee. He was very scholarly. Or in that kind of time, in his youth. And Golanga, not agree. No. Quite Chul Bhagavatam, which is spotless. That is also a Shastra definition that all kinds of dukkha is broken, nibbitai. What do you say? Negated, like that, what do you say? Then he said, no. Quoting Chul Bhagavatam, second canto. Mukte anyata rupena hitva hitvanyata rupena swa hitva rupena swa rupena vivastiti. Hitva, giving up all kinds of other form and conditions, consciousness and bhava of mind, and swarupena vivastiti, very strongly situated in swarup. What is swarup for jiva? Jiva is swarup boy? Krishna is the dance. Was that a Nityadas? No. Wife had a Nityadas? No. Children had a Nityadas? No. National service Nityadas? No. So many Nityadas we're doing, like Nitya, but no, not like that. Krishna Dasya. That is Swarup, original things. Swarupena Vivastiti, situated in Swarup. That is Mukti. Mukti means all kinds of freedom. So want to get free, yes. Get free and get bonded to Krishna. That is the freedom. Bondage to Krishna is freedom. Bondage to anything else is real bondage. And freedom from bondage is imagination. Cannot. Freedom from bondage is imagination. No, Prabhupada explained quite clearly in Bhagavad Gita in this 9, 13 or 14 about Mahatma. Mahatmas to Mampata, that because our jiva, very small, tata sa, marginal potency, when he is withdrawn from the material energy, he's immediately covered by the spiritual energy. He's not having a play. So when he is not bonded to material energy, bonded or what we say, caught up, embraced or in jail by material energy, he will enter into spiritual energy. But staying in the middle, no. Not like that. Probably say quite clearly in that report we can see, being marginal. Being marginal. Anyone have Gita in their hands? Anyone have Gita in their hands? Okay, well, please. You don't mind that? Very nice, actually. Very nice. Oh, you have it in your hand. Oh, very good. Thank you. You are good students, eh? Where it is, huh? Being marginal potency, as soon as the living entity is freed from the control of material nature, he's put under the guidance of the spiritual nature. The guidance of the spiritual nature is called Daivi Prakriti. So Prabhupada gives guidance, okay, let's make it pleasant. But meaning is same, control. But it's loving control. So when it's loving, how do you use the word control? Guidance. But meaning is same, Mahatmas to Mam Pata Daivi Prakriti Ashrita. Taking shelter of a Daivi Prakriti, spiritual energy, internal energy. So being marginal, being marginal potency,
As soon as living these free from control of material nature, you put on the guidance of spiritual nature.
Robert Kelly, 9:13. Not 14, right? 13, right?
So that means this either he's absorbed, or what do you say, engulfed by material nature or engulfed by spiritual nature, but free in the middle.
It is a maximization point.
Yeah? If someone tries to identify the freedom point of the jiva as if that's the origin, cannot, like the horizon. Can you identify the horizon? Can we get to the horizon? Oh, it will get further away. Yeah? That is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Yeah? It is, cannot get. Understand the point. Yeah? So, either in bondage to material nature or in loving service to spiritual nature, within spiritual nature, but not in middle. Yeah? No bondage, that is illusion. Yeah? That is illusion. Yeah? What was the other detail I wanted to say? Oh, I wanted to see 342. Robert also telling about 342, about the Veda Vata Rasas. Yeah? They have so many other things to think about. Yes. Ya imam pushpitam vacham pravadanti avipasita veda vata vata pata nanya asiti vadina kamatmana swadapara janma kama palam pedam pala pedam kriya vishesha bahulam bhagash bhogash vaja datin pati. Men of small knowledge retract the flowery words of the Vedas, which recommend various fruitive activities for elevation to heavenly planets, result of good birth, power, and so forth. Being desirous of sense gratification and opulent life, they say there is nothing more than this. They are covered. Flowery language. What is the nature of a flower? Narada Muni also gives this example in our speaking to King Pashinabadi. What is this, what is the nature of flower? Looks nice, smells nice, maybe have some honey in it. Yes, there's some kind of qualities. But what Srimad Bhagavatam, what Narada Muni is telling, what is the nature of flower? Now it is very beautiful, looks nice, smells nice. In afternoon, already, not nice. Tomorrow you can throw it. Isn't it? That's the nature of flower, isn't it? Can you keep it? Even a Mahaprasad. Even a Mahaprasad flower. Oh, this is to externally change. No? Cannot stay beautiful like that. That is flowery language. Yeah? In today, take out of, especially in India, you take out of water, pluck it, begin to deteriorate already. Yeah? Quite quickly, no? In hot season, go. So the flowery language message like that. Oh, looks very nice, so many promises, but what will come? Yeah? Can you sustain yourself like flowers? Not much to do, no? Maybe holes can. He only likes to smell. He cannot eat. But human beings cannot. It will not give nourishment. Looks nice and smells nice, but it will not remain. Flower language. You don't mind a kick, just in case. Well, we not kick, but it's since for now. You are Krishna, no? You are Krishna. I will see the video for this Janmashtami for all these things. Very beautiful, right? Very nice, no? And Rukmini will come. Very nice. Very nice. Not all I saw, but some parts I saw. Very nice. I cannot be here, but somehow Krishna gave me a chance. Ne? I saw a little bit I saw. Very nice. Very nice. Ne? So many. Long time taking. Ne? I think that you are, our devotees are too much Vrindavan conscious. Therefore, although it is supposed to be Rukmini and Krishna, it became like Radha and Krishna. Yeah? It came like Vrindavan things, with very sweetness, playing flute and Gunja Mala. That is Krishna. That is Krishna. Yeah? There is no... In Dwarka, he would not keep Gunja Mala, except in Nava Vrindavan. Yeah? And not keep flute also. Yeah? That is Krishna also. So, Advaita is very Vrindavan conscious, which is original consciousness for us, Gaudiya Vaishnava. So, therefore, inject into that standard story some extra meaning. Yeah? It's very nice, actually. Make it nice. Yeah? Isn't it? Really thinking, hey, is he just putting that in sideways, or what is he doing? Is that sideways mouth or is it covered? What's the truth? I also wonder. Anyway, I found it very nice. Thank you for thinking that. And now Rukmini becomes very emotional, like full of so much bhava, like Srimati Radharani. Rukmini cannot so much practice thinking, because they are Kshatriya. Kshatriya is tough, strong, angry. Kshatriya has not so much bhava in heart because
isn't it? Like, dispassionate, because they will fight, someone will die, they have to be strong, strict, stern, isn't it? And Kshatriya kind of things, isn't it? To have more bhava in the material world, that means lower class. Isn't that prison? That is Sanatana Goswami telling, that is the glory of Krishna Prema. Glory of Krishna Prema, it makes this ordinarily exalted samsaras become very low. And the ordinarily base, low level, madhurjaras become very high. Oh, what happened? Can you understand? Sorry, come to G. Your brain is very sharp. Can you understand? Oh, I don't believe you. You just want to draw out the story. Now you're just drawing me out, just spinning it out, no? He is very clever, no? You know how to spin it out. Because in material world, now where there will be more emotion, that means there's more attachment. That means more material attachment. So more material attachment means base. No? Where there will be less material attachment, there will be less emotion. That means elevated, exalted, like samsaras, no? Like a dispassionate brahmana, not feeling, no? Like in, no? Like the Brahma bodies, we're not feeling, eh? Huh? Brahma Bhuta Pasanatma, that quantity, that's what you see. Sama Savasu Bhuta Shu, not that thing, but say for them. Not hankering, not lamenting, have no feeling. Neutral, eh? Kutasta, eh? Remember, Bruji? Kutasta, I did training for Kutasta class in Bruji's house. I learned some last year or the year before, eh? Remember, eh? About 3 years back, eh? We did training and Bruji was telling me, what is Kutasta? We got so many meanings coming out, eh? Not moving. Also here, Kutasta. Brahmati also, Kutasta. Studying Veda, Kutasta. Not moving, not going anywhere else. Mind not flickering, this kind of things. Eh? So who is like that? Like Sukadeva Goswami. Eh? Sukadeva Goswami is supposed to be tested by somebody. There's one story, like Puranic story. Sukadeva Goswami will be get tested by, I want to say King Pariksit, but it doesn't make sense. Anyway, one king he wanted to see, eh? Somehow he wanted to see, eh? So, some test was made. Janak Maharaj. Okay, thank you. Yes, thank you. So test was being made. Okay, so, king is now busy, because king had one kingdom to take care of, reason to be busy, no? So you please wait. But Sukadeva Goswami sitting patiently, not moving for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, like that. And not at all disturbed or perturbed in any way. Sometime, you know how long? Not long, sometime. Not just like 2 hours, like 2 days, or even a week. And Sukadeva Goswami sit down on demand, thinking, no problem. Not move, not disturb. Eh? Sukadeva Goswami by birth, he's already fixed in Brahman. Then he heard Srimad Bhagavatam and he got agitated. What is it? Not agitated, but attracted. Not agitated, but attracted. Eh? Meaning is that Srimad Bhagavatam is above those things. Understand? More than the Brahman, which is free from all material inhibitors. Eh? So he got attracted. So Sukadeva Goswami got, having that quality, he can fix, completely fix, and not move. Eh? That is Kutasta. Eh? So where there is less emotion, that is superior in the material side. Eh? That's why Arjuna is getting upset and Krishna is saying, oh, you are Sudra. One who laments unnecessarily, he is Sudra. Eh? The guy, oh, you are Sudra. You should be Kshatriya. Adya, why are you having so many emotions like a Sudra? Isn't it? Eh? So normally, this having more emotions, of which comes above is the central point, man. Who will be neutral in that relationship? Man? Can you be neutral? Who can be neutral in that relationship? Man? And then again, can your partner be happy with your neutrality? Understand, Bridget? Can your husband or wife be happy if you'll be very neutral? Oh, you cold fellow, you have no heart. What happened to you? You are iceberg or what? Man? Cannot be happy. Man? So many emotions will be there. Yes. Yes. So normally, let's take ordinary definition first. Né? And not considering from Vaishnava point of view. That is different things. Né? Normally, that comes about with this lowly. It is lowly. Yeah? That's why I get out as soon as possible. Yeah? Only Sudra will stay in Grihastha Ashram. Only Sudra will stay in Grihastha Ashram. When he's already Vaishya, he'll have some Brahmacharya. Some Brahmacharya he should be having, and he's actually Vaishya. Yeah? Kshatriya, he can come to Vanaprastha.
getting out. And Brahmana, he can come to sannyas. Only Sudra will be eternally situated in
Grihastha.
Not eternally, but as long as he's life. But as long as he's life. Understand? But Vaishya already has got some brahmacharya. And Kshatriya, he's got qualification. This is a side of Vaishnavism. By Vaishnavism, all good qualities come, everyone can come to the Brahmana platform and perform sacrifice immediately. That is taught in 3rd canto, 33rd, by Devahuti. But aside of that, in ordinary consideration, so only those who are in lower category, they will stay. They will keep in that so much more and having so many emotions. So when someone will come higher, if you want to become Vanaprastha, you have to be a little bit renounced, dispassionate, a sannyas. Everyone will see you. Oh, what is Father Krishna Maharaj doing? Everyone will see. What is he doing? What is he thinking? What is he eating? What is he telling? What is he sleeping? What is he seeing? Everyone will be seen. And you'll be in jail. Not jail, but everyone will be seen. And dispassionate. So that Santaras in material world normally is elevated and comes about. It is low. But by the glory of Krishna praying, something else I'll be telling, then that Santaras becomes down, because this is the beginning. It is the beginning of the spiritual. The beginning of the spiritual is when we have Santaras in relationship to Krishna. Something neutrality, like neutrality, but relationship to Krishna. Hard to think it, but anyway, it's true. Then it will develop, or not it will develop, necessarily it will develop, but the next stage through which the person may come, if they have the qualification, come to Dasya. So more feeling is there, so more attachment is there. That is Santaras. Santaras for Bhava, Krishna Mamata, Gandahina, Param Brahma, Padmatma, Jnana Pravina. There is no Mamata in Santaras. Mamata means mine, my friend. My Gopal, Rudiji, Abhishek, and putting, drying, and my Gopal, very nice, good, that means it's mine, Mamata. In spiritual connection, very good, in material connection, very bad. So this Santarasa, he doesn't have any Mamata. Param Brahma, Paramatma, always this Param Brahma, the great, Paramatma. Jnana Pravina, it's based on Jnana knowledge. But Dasyaras will come and some Mamata will become. He is my master. And he is my master, I am his servant. In Satyaras, some more intimacy will come. Oh, we are the same. He is from my village. And what kind of big and extraordinary person you are, Krishna? You are in my village. We are same. Krishna, Kene Bodo. Tumi Ami Sama. What kind of big person you are? We are same. That is not bluffing, Baba. Don't worry about bluffing. If you want to get something real, you have to do that bluffing. What to do? You can show what you like. You can say what I also can, but what is in the heart has to be. You can't cheat your heart, Baba. It will come to heart. Naturally, natural sequence, natural consequence. We are performing devotional service under the direction of spiritual master. Spiritual master is line of Gaurang Mahaprabhu. Therefore, we have birthright. We have legacy for Madhu Devasa and more. So we'll come to these things automatically and naturally. With sincerity and with sincere service. Submission. That submission means not we have to become a broken man, but you lovingly submit because Guru is lovingly helping you. And you have natural trust. Krishna consciousness is about natural things, not about forced things. And don't create any magic, Therefore we're doing association, Sangha, with Sadhu, Guru, Vaishnava, to get some natural faith in him. And by that natural faith we can naturally surrender, isn't it? And he's giving some love. And we're getting some nourishment by that. But all natural things, only flowing. Only flowing, not forcing. Only flowing. Then we get some natural faith, then we go with him. If you trust somebody, really you trust him, then you put blindfold, come, yes. We have blindfold, isn't it? We cannot see the spiritual realm, can we see? Mataji Sulayana, now you have a very beautiful eye. Can we see the spiritual realm? Not you, but Sri Radharani has. You also, can we see the spiritual realm? We cannot see, no? Cannot see. Guru can see. And he can take us. Hey, come, I bring you. Come, come. So we can take his invitation, really, when we really trust. Isn't it? Yeah, I will cover eye and come. Richie, not so fast. I don't know. You've been sick, whatever. No. Come, come. Radha Krishna Bolo, Sangha Chalo, and Matra Bhikkha Chai. Come with Vrindavan. Come with me to Vrindavan. Come with me to Vrindavan. Guru saying, come to Radha Krishna. Aim up to Bhikkha Chai. What do I want? I am one Bhikkha, one Bhikkhari. What do I want? Not I mean Guru. I'm telling you, I am. Oh, many things I want. You ask the Pugapa, right? You ask the Pugapa, right? Many things he wants. Yes, we know. I'm talking on behalf of Guru, right? Radha Krishna Bhava Sangha Chalo, I want chant Hare Krishna, come to Vrindavan, the place of pure love. There is no reservation to the love in Vrindavan. There's, what about material things? There's not even any spiritual reservation. In other places, there's spiritual reservation. Reservation from spiritual side. Ne? We know the difference between Dwarka and Mathura and Vrindavan. Ne? It is the word is called Jnana Aishwarya. Ne? Some Aishwarya means, oh, Krishna is Bhagavan. Krishna is Bhagavatva. He's known. Ne? They are aware of these things. Therefore, some reservation is there. Ne? Like with Lord Ram. Ne? Lord Ram also, he has friends. Vibhishan and Sugriva are friends to Lord Ram. Lord Ram is an ideal friend to Sugriva. Ne? Therefore, he will fight with Bali and get risk getting defamed by Tara and anybody else who is following the footsteps of Tara. Oh, why you killed my husband? Why you killed my husband? He's a monkey. No one kills a monkey. Anyway, he's a monkey. No one kills a monkey. Ne? Monkeys are for eating. Can you eat a monkey? Yeah? Can you use in sacrifice the flesh of a monkey? Cannot you? Yeah, maybe this. Yeah? Deer, rhinoceros, iguana. Yeah? This thing may be used at that time. Not in Kali Yuga, but at that time. Maybe used. But monkey flesh, no one used. Why you killed my husband? Yeah? What wrong did he do to you? What wrong did he do to you? Is he your enemy? Why you killed my husband? Huh? Why are you not fight to him? Are you Shatriya or what you are? Hide behind tree and shoot arrow. What you are? Why are you not? Oh, many questions, man. Oh, watch out, sir. Why are you killed my husband, man? More questions? Something more is there also. Lord God will tell, yes, I killed your husband. Yes, it's true. Why? Because Sugriva is my friend. Because friendship means there's natural things. Yeah. Natural things means where there's equality, there'll be friendship. Ne? So, Sugriva is pushed out of kingdom. Lord Ram is pushed out of kingdom. Ne? Sugriva is lost his wife. Lord Ram is lost his wife. Ne? Searching and lamenting for these things. Ne? They have equality. Therefore, natural friendship. So, as an ideal friend, Lord Ram will take up the purpose of his friend. This Bali, he has got a benediction in open fight, no one can kill. Isn't it? He got. From whom and when, you might be knowing. I'm not knowing, but I know he got. Eh? So then, he cannot be killed in open fight. Lord Ram said, and he is not my enemy, but he's enemy of my friend. Therefore, he's my enemy. Lord Ram is ideal king. Eh? Ideal friend. And he's Lord Ram telling, he's taking the wife of another man. That is a good thing. Now, there are six kinds of aggressors. Yeah? Six kinds of aggressors. Yeah? Aggressive person who needs to be punished. Capital punishment. Yeah? Who is taking wife. Yeah? Who is setting fire to the house. Yeah? Who is come with great weapon. Yeah? Giving poison, taking the land. Oh, thank you, that's good. Some more. Yeah. It's probably mentioning in the second chapter earlier, first or second in the beginning. Yeah. So he is doing this, it's good things. I am Kshatriya, I have to protect Dharma, it's my duty. Therefore, I am doing. Anyway, Lord Ram gives perfect answer, yeah, because it's ideal. So where there is equality, then there should be friendship. But the friendship of Lord Ram with Sugriva is not the same like the friendship of Krishna. with the cowherd boys. Cowherd boys, they will play with Krishna. They will fight with Krishna. Not fighting for angry, but for playing. So sometimes their leg will touch the body of Krishna. Can Sugrita put his leg on Balaram's body? Can Sugrita put his arm in the shoulder of possible? Not possible. They are friends, but some reservation is there. So nothing else Swami will tell in Brihat Bhagavatam. Taking the story of Gop Kumar, he will go through so many places. He's supposed to be Gopa. He'll be Gopa. His original position, or what we say. Anyway, his destination, we'll get back to this point, to become Gopa. But he will go chanting mantra, given by Guru. He'll go through so many places, Swarga, and everything he'll go, and he'll describe everything. Very, very instructive narration by Sanatana Goswami. Very instructive narration. So he'll go also to Vaikuntha at one time. So in Vaikuntha, he will see Narayan, who he recognizes as his Isindev. In one generic sense, yes. So he's very affectionate to these kind of things. And he will, anyway, he will show affection. Maybe he'll sit equally or this kind of, he'll show affection. So afterwards, all the Vaikuntha Vasis are telling, hey, Kuchita, not like that, actually. Later you should say some prayer and do more pranam and stand back a little bit distance. And these things, what you're doing, is not exactly perfect, no? And Gopakuma is doing what they say, but he's also not happy, because there's something more for him. Understand? This Aishwarya is this knowledge that Krishna is Bhagavan, or like in this case Narayan, Bhagavan. He makes some obstacle, makes some obstacle, cannot friendly, Prabhupada say about High Court judge, You must have heard, surely you've heard, at least 1,000 times, Oh, yes, I also heard, so yes, 1,001, So, even in court, I don't imagine that they can be too much friendly in court, I heard in some places of the world, that the defense and the prosecution, they are friends, So they would just like make out of court discussion between themselves. We should argue a couple more days. You say this, I'll say this, you say this. They're very friendly, Outside, but inside they are not. Understand, So that is some restriction, limitation is there on friendship matters. So that is materially it is more advanced. But spiritually, if someone comes to spiritual side, it is some restriction, some blockage. And they're not happy. Gopakumar could not happy in Vaikuntha. Could not happy actually. Very interesting. Very interesting narration. Oh, it should be read. It should be read. Definitely is very interesting narration. Step by step, Sanatana Goswami. He is going to give us our sambandha. Sanatana Goswami is sambandha gyan acharya. He's giving someone, putting us in our place in Vrindavan. What is our position? Means putting us in that place. So he's telling all these things. Very nice narration. I think our devotees also now translated Gopipadana Dana Das, and already it was translated by our devotee Kusha Prasha Das, and maybe another one is there also, some from outside of ISKCON also there as well. Nice to read, and get some feeling about what is the different places and what is their different qualities, and how Krishna and Krishna in Vrindavan is more and more. Very nice narration, especially this Gopakumar and Narada Muni also go. Very interesting narration. Should be read. In BTG, Indian BTG, they're printing. They're serializing. So, I dare to say, because they're doing so, what to do? You can argue with them often, Then there is some restriction, some inhibition. So inhibition means that the feeling is less. So Lord Ram has friendship with Sugriv and Vibhishan, but not like this. Not in that way. Can climb on body. Because why? Because they are so much intimate that it's like one body. If your leg will touch your chest, will you upset? Upset. Can't upset, If someone else's leg can touch your chest, or your leg can touch someone else's chest, maybe upset. But if your leg cannot upset. So when that, because it is your own, understand? That is mamata, your own, understand? So when the covered boys, they will mix with Krishna, play with Krishna, then this thing will happen, no problem. Krishna will get on shoulder, they'll get on shoulder Krishna. Oh, Brahmaji cannot understand also. Oh, he's putting on the shoulder, Siddhanta Gopa, and running around in Vrindavan. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Get confused. Oh, what happens? Get confused. Because it is beyond. No one can understand three Vedas, but this is beyond that kind of knowledge. It's more than three Vedas. Vedas cannot understand. Shruti. The Shruti also, they cannot understand. Upanishads, they want to take place, they want to participate in the things, the activities of Krishna in Vrindavan. They cannot automatically already know. They have desire for that. It is much more than their capacity. So, when there will be Krishna Prema, Sanatana Goswami telling, that's so ordinarily exalted Santaras becomes down. An ordinary base, Madhuri Ras becomes greatest. So where there will be more feeling, spiritually speaking, if it's on the spiritual side, it is better. And on the material side, it is worse. So what is the dividing factor of this? Santaras. Samadhi. Iku. That is Krishna Nista, Krishna Tyaga. This is the two qualities of Santaras. Krishna Nista, always fixed in Krishna. Always fixed in Krishna, not can put mind out of Krishna. And Krishna Tyaga, all kinds of material thirst is renounced. And naturally, when someone's fixed in Krishna, they can renounce everything else. Isn't it? That is Visaya Vinivasante, Mira Harasite, Raso Vajra Maso Pyasya, Param Krishna Vatate. Getting higher taste, he's fixed in consciousness. Not attracted by other things. Nirahara, how long can we fast? How long can we be without rasa? Cannot be without rasa for a long time. Momentarily. But then, if high does not come, must go for lower taste. Must. Cannot stay dry. How long can stay dry? So then, getting higher taste, naturally, Krista Tyaga. All other things, out. So, high taste begin from rati. Rati is the goal. Attraction. Rati Atman. Attraction for Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is goal. Without this attraction, someone cannot fix in spiritual. Process even. So the process is based on attraction also. At least attraction for the process. And later attraction for the object of the process. So, that is a spiritual process. We are a mature person. What's the bridge? That is Guru. Sadhu Guru Vaishnava. He's making the bridge. Because we cannot attract to that. Even the idea cannot attract. Naturally. Like, materially naturally. And we have no capacity in that because it's spiritual energy. What is getting Krishna, the process by which we achieve Krishna, is part of Krishna also. But we are devoid of Krishna. It is executed by spiritual energy, but we are devoid of spiritual energy. And philosophically, by the way, we are also devoid of material energy. We are nishaktika. But anyway, we are definitely devoid of spiritual energy. It's not with us. Not even, we don't even know how to call it. We know how to call the material energy, isn't it? We can call so many material energies. And they come. And cost is there also, by the way. But they come. They come, isn't it? People become learned, qualified, intelligent, whatever. Beautiful, pleasing, kind. All these things, they come. Materially. But if it's a spiritual purpose, it's not the material energy that comes, it's the spiritual energy that comes. And they have three sides. Two sides. The quality. The quality, any particular quality, it has a personality behind it. This is personal philosophy, don't forget. So when that quality is invoked for material purpose, the material aspect of that quality will come. When it's invoked for spiritual purpose, the spiritual aspect will come. For example, we take the quality of compassion, very important quality, especially for spiritualists, especially for Vaishnava. Bhakti Thakur in Sri Krishna Samhita telling that compassion is very important for Vaishnava or for Sadaka, because compassion and bhakti, they have the same basis. So without showing compassion, bhakti cannot be developed. So anyway, just that's a different discussion, and we'll come to the end. But we just come back to this side. Compassion very important. So someone may see an alcoholic, a drug addict, and he's begging, give me some one, give me my fix I need.
Yeah? Give.
Yeah?
Or give me some money, I'll get some.
Whatever.
Yeah? So if you're giving him alcohol to an alcoholic or whatever he needs for his addiction, you're giving to him. It can be said like compassion, but it's not spiritual. It's not pure compassion. Understand my point? But it's some kind of compassion. So what kind of compassion? It's material compassion. That's the energy of or the material side of compassion. Also a sadhu is giving blessing, benediction. For spiritual purpose. And also compassion. It's not the same. Understand my point? That means because the purpose is spiritual, the spiritual or the original form of that energy has come, has been invoked. Invoked and evoked. Almost the same. Hard to make a difference. Eh? My brain is not that sharp on this point. At least I haven't gotten it. But being called. Eh? But when the feeling comes for mature purpose, of giving his bottle of whiskey. It's not really compassion. How can it be called compassion? But it's some kind of compassion. That means the energy, the personality is sending the chaya form. Eh? The second form. Understand? Eh? So, all these things, they have second form, first form. First form is spiritual side, second form is material side. Okay. So, we don't have spiritual energy with us by which bhakti is executed. We don't also know how to call, because we don't have the desire, based on desire. Yeah? That is, nityo nityananam, chetana chetananam, eko yo bhakta, vildati kamam. Yeah? He is one, but the desires of so many. They also nitya, they also chetana. He is supreme nitya, supreme chetana, and he's fulfilling their desires. Yeah? That means supplying that energy, sending that energy, that which should be fulfilled. Krishna not doing himself, in general case. Yeah? Yes, yoga kima bahamiham, that is there, that is for specific case. In general case, not like that. Yeah? So that means energy is sent. And you said it would be material energy for material purpose, spiritual energy for spiritual purpose. But even spiritual purpose we cannot get in material energy. There's nothing in this material world which inspires bhakti. There's no experience in the material world, there's no information in the material world, there's no person in the material world, there's no situation in the material world which inspires bhakti. None of them. Because bhakti is not part of the material world, it's part of the spiritual world. Only when it is brought from there, in the heart of pure sadhu, then bhakti is coming. And only by contact, even indirect contact with a pure sadhu, then the capacity or the inspiration for bhakti begins. Nah. Sadhu is very merciful, each other is disciples. Hey, you go and do this, naga sankirtan. Go to the street and do kirtan. Nah. So, they are doing kirtan on instruction of Swiss Master, remembering that the Swiss Master, they are going out to do naga sankirtan. But some fellows go to the street to do anything, what he's doing, anything he can be doing. Eh? And somehow touch his ear, Mahamantra. Maybe he hates, maybe he likes, maybe he don't listen, but touching. Some purification come to him. And some kind of sukriti come to him. Not sukriti to go to Swarga, not sukriti to go to Upabhaga, but sukriti to do bhakti. But why it came? Because sadhu has told. Eh? Why they didn't go to Sankirtan? Because the guru has told. And he put that energy in there. He is, understand? See, I give one example. I just try to make an example on it. Just make an example, man. It will be Agyata Sukriti, which is unknown. That will begin. Oh, no, I got attracted to Prabhupada. Why are you going back to Prabhupada's books? It's all about Krishna. Who likes Krishna? Krishna's not the place, not the thing of liking in this material world. Maya is the thing of liking, man. So how is that like it? It's come by this causeless mercy. That is the cause. Causeless mercy is the cause, eh? So then someone got that causeless mercy also, it will causeless mercy of Sadhu Guru Vaishnava, it is the vehicle for Bhakti Devi to come. Okay? Bhakti Devi will come in that way. Yeah? Causeless mercy. So then the spiritual energy will be invoked. Yeah? Called. Yeah? So then you're being called, then you have some natural capacity to do devotional activity. Yeah? But cannot cheat. Cannot cry wolf. Cannot cry wolf. Yeah? Spiritual energy is more intelligent than we are. Yeah? When the call is there from the heart, when there's some purpose to actually serve Krishna, yes, come. When the call is there to serve Maya, okay, send Maya. My spiritual energy comes. We may be fooled, but Krishna not fooled. Understand? Yeah? Maya Devi not fooled. Yeah? She is very intelligent. Yeah? So only when desire is there. So where do we get the pure desire from? From heart of
pure sadhu, who has pure desire. We do not get ourselves, isn't it? Then we get ourselves. Go outside and get impression, seeing all those things. Go to Orchard Road and see. Some of you think, oh, very attractive. Oh, yes, I definitely serve Krishna. I'd love to serve Krishna now. Oh, yes. Not like that. Paramahansa, yes, he will see, but that they didn't get from there. That was different signs. He will say, oh, yes, very good. Oh, that's just like, oh, yes, I should definitely serve Krishna more. But anybody else, they will not see. Madhyama, level, devotee, big, broad category, but anyway, he will say, oh, this is mine, get out. Yeah? And Ganishka and Les, he will say, oh, this is interesting, let me say, I'll try not to say that. You get little expression. Yeah? So, this comes from that side. Yeah? So, goal is to get Rati. Don't make another goal your goal. Don't keep your goal outside goal. We have some means we're doing, but don't make a quantifiable goal your goal. Is my request. I am not guru, I cannot tell, I have no right, I have no position, I am renegade. Okay. But anyway, I make my request. Don't make a quantifiable goal your goal. Can you count it? If you can count it, it doesn't count. What do I mean quantifiable? Like numbers. Eh? Rati for Krishna cannot count. Oh, I have one unit. What unit it is, brother? Yeah, but money can be counted. Eh? Anything numerical can be counted. Understand the point, man? Eh? Our Balakrishna Prabhu is reading books. So he wanted to do books. Yeah? So if you get more 1 week, you may feel happy, and less we just 1 week, you may feel less happy. That's natural. That's natural, but that's not the question. The question is he engaging himself as much as he can in Krishna's service? That's the question. And the result is up to Krishna. So, oh, I got more this week for you. I got this week off. Okay. It's natural, I'm not trying to tell wrong, but that's not goal. How much we're trying to serve Krishna. Yeah? And maybe the week you got less books, but you tried hard, then in the evening you will pick up Bhagavad Gita, you'll pick up Shastra because a little bit down spirited and oh, shining, oh, beautiful things happen. Understand my point, yeah? Because you did service. Resulted with Krishna. Yeah? What is countable is as a result. Understand my point. What is not countable, that is the important factor. Yeah. Oh, you have some questions. Oh, so I guess it's time for questions also. So okay, so Rati is the goal. That is the goal. We shouldn't be accepting as any other goal except that. Rati for Krishna. Vishwat Trenikatasuya, not say Yuji Ratim. Taste for attraction, for Krishna Kata, for Krishna Nam, for Krishna Kita, for Krishna Bhakti Sangha, for Krishna Dham, for Krishna Seva. These kind of things are our goals. All in the same line. And that is the purpose of all Veda, Brahmaji telling. Brahmaji, supremely intelligent person, his body is made by intelligence. And he has four heads in this universe. Another universe he has more. So he's supremely intelligent. He studied Veda three times, not once. That means he completely thoroughly studied. Kutasta, full attention, concentration, not moving, no flickering of mind. He is greatly exalted personality. And he's saying, yes, attraction for Krishna. That is supreme perfection. That is a supreme achievement that is to be gotten from Veda, that Veda is presenting to you. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Or give my
thank you so much, Guruji, for what you in class too. So you just say a few observations from this verse, Prabhu. First of all, Prabhuji, in this verse, the Sanskrit itself, we don't find the word Krishna. But Rupa translates Atman as Krishna.
Yeah.
So this is just something to observe, Prabhuji.
So, we should go back and forth?
So, Atma, also we find in the second chapter also, ne? Yai Atma supersedati, ne? Give pleasure to Atma. But when Krishna is Atma of all Atmas, the source of all Atmas, then he is original Atma.
So that I've also been Krishna in that way. Right?
Mm.
Then the Mahaprabhu going through Varanasi, they're not talking Ahatma, they're talking Brahma.
Brahma.
No? The, Prakashananda Saraswati Adi Mayavadi of Varanasi, they're telling all about Brahma Brahma because they're Mayavadis. So Mahaprabhu telling Brahma Sabdi, Brahma Sabdi Ishwara Kohi Swayam Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Sastra Paman. You're telling Brahma Brahma Brahma, what is that Brahma? That is Ishwara. Brahma means Ishwara, that is the Supreme. Brahma means Param Brahma, actually. You are thinking Brahma means something else, actually. We're carrying Param Brahma. That is the meaning, original meaning. Yeah? Robert said, follow the same logic in 6th chapter Bhagavad Gita, 47 verse. Yoga means what? Yes, there is Jnana Yoga, there is Jnana Yoga, there is Hatha Yoga, there is Karma Yoga, there is Astanga Yoga. But actually, yoga means the highest things. Yeah? Not just all those things, it means the highest things. I give a very practical example. Yeah? If you take the word mango, what mango means? Oh. It is yellow, red, it's soft, it's sweet, fragrant. Yeah, that means mango, isn't it? I mean, if someone says, well, go to the market and buy mango, what will you get? A chutney mango you'll get. Very happy with that. It means the highest thing. Yeah? So, Atma, it means Krishna. Because Atma has come from Krishna also. If you're talking about Rati also, you need a personality. It means Krishna. It means Krishna. It's indirectly telling Krishna.
So this actually the work and your class also was focused on the word Rati.
Yes.
So but there is also something to come Rati, you know, in 7th canto Prahlad Maharaj prays that Matirne Krishna Parato Svatova. That so is our Mati means the way of thinking and Rati related it to each other, because Prahlad Maharaj also says that Mati and Krishna, that because neither the instruction of others nor by his own endeavor that
one is Mati Krishna. Yes. Because
where someone's Rati is, naturally his Mati will go. What you love, you think of that, isn't it? Naturally you think. Eh? Someone tell me, oh, my wife, oh, many things will come. Eh? My daughter, oh, many things will come. Eh? Because some feeling is there. Eh? Because when there's feeling, then naturally your mind goes there, isn't it? Huh? So when there is no feeling, how to put mind there, isn't it? And again, if you have feeling for opposite thing, how to take it away, isn't it? Yeah? You have some negative feeling, no? In office you have some colleague, but colleague become what we say, no? Competitor, no? And you got some relationship with that person, possibly negative relationship, no? How to take mind back from that? They're always thinking, no? Because some feeling is there, so mind goes there automatically. In positive way also, no? Some positive feeling is there, then mind also goes there. So it's connected. Rati is more, but not more. Connected.
So you please forgive me for asking this, Sohji, but in your class you also said about the flower example. The flower example, the words of Veda are considered to be flower and the heavenly kingdom. Sohji, but one of the characteristics of the heavenly flowers are that they don't fade.
That's heavenly flowers. Okay. I'm not every flower.
Okay.
No, they will wear mala. But they are also not Amara. They are not Amara there. And when their time is come, the mother will say, Shini, Punya, Mahatma Loka Visanti.
That's heavenly planet people. They will wear one garland. I'm telling what is a little bit hearsay, but anyway, it's telling in that way. The logic is clear, no? And that is always fresh, never fading. But they will leave their body at some time. No? When their punya is finished, Shini Punya, Master Loka Visanti, when their Punya is finished, they did Punya come to go to Swarga, but not unlimited Punya. They haven't got unlimited time, they haven't got some, you take vacation from work, how long you have to take, take half day off, take 1 week off, but there's a limitation, how much you can take, isn't it? When your time is up, you'll get, your time will come down, that's mana will fade, the garland will fade, It's meant for example. Analogy doesn't mean, analogy means like that, means it is flowery because it will fade also. Even that flower will fade also. Not forever. If it's forever, it must be Vaikuntha. Isn't it? Only your forever is Vaikuntha. Out of Vaikuntha, everything else is having birth and death. Isn't it? Some limitation. I think I can understand the logic of what you're saying, but it's counter to the logic that, that is generally presented, so therefore we have to a little bit pull back on that. If anybody else have another understanding about the flowery language of that is, please tell, we can become more clear. The water diction? Narada Muni telling in third canto, Pachinabadi, in the morning flower very beautiful, in the afternoon or evening already, stay out. What is very beautiful in the morning, you want to give to Krishna in the afternoon, only you want to throw it. Rotten. Prabhupada telling that way in before also. So I'm taking that as a general understanding of flower. Try to catch up the logic which is employed by Buddhist and Shastra. Try to catch it up. Try to understand it in that way. Try to understand the words they use in that way. What is their way of understanding? Because that will give clear understanding. Actually, it will give understanding better than language. I have experience. We were discussing something from Chaitanya Charitamrita in Bengali, with Bengali devotees, but a little bit new, but devotees. So then they had some idea what the verse would mean. And I said, I don't think so. So then even chasing down the words, I said, well, this word, I don't know so many synonyms for this word, because there will be many. If you say Pakistan, the sixth report to Chaitanya Bhagavat, who has six synonyms for one word, Hare Krishna. The verse has seven words. Oh, look at that. You can do your math there. But anyway, I say, I don't know the meaning. All the meaning for this verse, but this word. But what I usually know, usually I say in Shastra, this word is used in this way, and not so many other ways. And then, taking that, we got to the original meaning, which is conforming with Guru Sadhana Shastra. But he couldn't see that from his own knowledge of Bengali language. He couldn't get that meaning, at least at first. He would agree with me at last, but at first he did not get it. So we try to see Shastra in his own light. We make reference to other Shastric sources, cross reference like that. Then we can get clear understanding. Beware of the tendency of mind to create some radical understanding. That is dangerous. Okay, yes, sadhus sometimes present radical understanding, just like to shake us up a little bit from our lower to bring to higher, but we should be careful. Comes to our own mind some radical understanding. We should be careful in that point. But the cross reference. Definitely avoid tendency to nullify one chastic point with another chastic point. Cannot nullify. That means you're doing chastic linda. Not you, but mind is doing. Understand what I mean? Or is it like this? And so it's like this, therefore, oh, that one's wrong, this one's right. They're both perfectly correct, even if they're perfectly contradictory. A chintya veda, a veda sattva. But they won't be perfectly contradictory also. Unless it is the qualities of Krishna, which are inconceivable. So anyway, the meaning of flowery, what is told in one other reference that is from Bhagavatam, is that it is looking beautiful soon, early, but later it becomes detestable. That is Prabhupada's word, detestable.
Last point about your class, so it is quantifiable, that you cannot make quantifiable for goals. But
should not make it one of the goals, the highest goal.
But in our state of sadhana bhakti, is it true that we should make a goal or quantifiable goal? At our sadhana stage, should our goal be quantifiable? Like, one is getting early in the Mangala Arati or reading so much time, Srimad Bhagavatam, or like that.
Let us not forget what Krishna wants. bhava grahi janadnasya. Krishna is catching that feeling. Okay, we are practicing by samkhya purvaka nama. Yes, we are practicing by some counting. Yes. But it is not that the counting alone or increasing the count is the goal. Increasing the quality is the goal, not increasing the count. Understand the point? If you learn to chant very quickly, you can chant more rounds. But that doesn't mean that quality increases, it may even decrease. There is a method, and some devotees use, they can chant 16 rounds in like something very short, like 20, 25 minutes, I don't know, something very unbelievably short. So this one devotee, he learned from this, and he's doing like 3 lakhs a day, like, you know, in 4 hours. So certainly the quantity got more, but the quality got what? Highly likely quality got less. Yeah? So we're trying to increase the quality of our activity. Yeah? And that's another point. Put some feeling into it. Not put some, like, get some feeling in our heart. Chase some feeling in our heart and try to express that feeling to Krishna. That is what we're trying to do. That is what Krishna is wanting. Yeah? When there is feeling, then Krishna has something to accept. Understand the point, do you? We're serving Krishna now with feeling. At least attention and respect. Yeah? Not just doing more quickly. Or doing more. Understand, do you? Anyway. There is, yes, there is some rule. Yes, it's true. But the principle is that Krishna is wanting to be served with love, isn't it? So what's that? What is the number of love? What's the number of love? It doesn't have a point. Yes, Guru has given some rule, but that's to create love. That you have some regulation to establish. But when someone has developed, actually, not sort of imitating, and Guru will let you know, it will become clear, that when someone has established some love, then the every rule, including the counting rule, especially the counting rule, becomes less important. Gopis don't count the rounds they chant. They just chant completely, without counting. The feeling is already there that we want to serve Krishna. And when they're not directly serving Krishna, then something else to do, then okay, the chanting will come. Understand the point? So we're not going imitating, but we have to know what is the direction. On the other side we take, someone is saying, okay, if I get more money, I distribute more books, more people come to our temple, we get more life members, the festival, more people come, then that's the success of life. Well, maybe or maybe not. Did you increase your consciousness? Did your bhakti for Krishna become more? That's the goal that we should be asking for, aiming for. Understand? Because by hook or by crook, you can do many things. But is your heart getting purified? Are you getting more taste for Krishna, more attraction for Krishna? That's the question. Understand? Yeah, but you understand now, but I'm trying to say in that direction, Don't just make an external goal as the goal. At least it's the means, but don't keep it the goal. Otherwise you achieve it, then what happens next? The goal is that get more attraction for Krishna. Get attraction and then more attraction for Krishna. When you have attraction for Krishna already, then you cannot be peaceful. You want more. You get pushed, it will push more for getting more attraction for Krishna. Yeah? And what is the means, it may or may not be the same. Understand? Is that really? Krishna. Not so clear to answer, but anyway, I think the point is available. Another question? Huh? We don't have time. Okay, so no question. Looks like. Anyway, afterwards there's so much devotees we can ask. So I close because it looks like we don't have time. Kuntra Chumbadatam ki jai, Chvapopad ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai, Samaveta Bhaktivinna ki jai, Gauda Premanandi ki jai. Jai Shri Krishna Prakash Prabhu ki jai, Jai Chvapopad ki jai.